Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And the reason I want to bring this up, Xavier on the WhatsApp line literally just sent us a message. Hey Rob, when we've been to Sedona Bay, we don't tell the others it's our secret. I consider it to be my secret island with the best scuba diving in the world and really beautiful beaches. Please don't tell. From Xavier and Benoni. I was just down in Isimangaliso, right?
Mm.
I knew nothing about Isimangaliso before I went.
Yeah, it's the wetland park.
It
is. The heritage site, eh?
The third largest protected area in South Africa. It runs from just above Richards Bay, continually up the coastline for 270 kilometers to the border with Mozambique. And in there is St. Lucia and Sedwana and Cozy Bay and all of the lakes.
Mm.
And let me tell you, last week, I was in the park on my way to the beach, and you are going on a game drive. I saw elephant and rhino and buffalo and hyena while I was game driving to go and have a swim. Where else on the planet? It mind-bendingly beautiful. And then when you get to the beach, there are whales and dolphins, and you can go on a whale watching tour. So you can go on a game drive twice, once on land and once on water. Nee, dis hoe lekker het is in hierdie plek. And the reason I wanted to mondeling my vakansie, all of this, is because the entire area is covered in sand dunes, right? Which you got forests growing on them. Some of the biggest forested dunes anywhere in the world.
Mm.
And if you walk on the beach, you see that black scattering through the sand. It's all titanium. And lots of people are trying to get in and trying to get rights and trying to mine and trying to tear it up. And luckily for us, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Yes.
And I was chatting to some environmental peeps while I was down there. That is a box-ticking exercise. It's not a guarantee. So a World Heritage Site has to tick a certain number of boxes every year in order to keep its status. Mm. Once it loses its status, it's easier to go in and mine it. So I'm telling you, as a bush lover, as a Lowveld fan, as someone who loves the Kalahari and the Karoo, a bush break to the beach is a great idea. And the more people who go there, the more money they will have to upkeep everything, and the longer that heritage status will stay, and the less mining companies will get in. So, this is just me saying, in your next year, in your next 2 years, put it on the list for a break. It's drivable from Joburg. There are animals. The Big Five is down there. The whales are down there, and you can do them in the same day, which is just incredible. Peter says, yeah, it's very beautiful in SA, and it's a lovely place in Cozy Bay. And it really is.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to make mondeling. I said, please put it on the list. They need money so that we can keep it there so that it can stay. That's all that I will say.
10 punten for you, Rob.
Thank you. That's my mondeling vandaag. Thank you, Evra.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.